Arr, shiver me timbers. What's that riffraff here? Arr, microphone. It's not that weparas aren't modern these days. Now, how would you like to come with me on my pirate ship, me hearties? Of course, you'll have to bring some pieces of gold with you.
Hey, what are you doing there with the microphone?
Go away!
Her, leave me alone!
You can't spoil the surprise. Go away!
I'll make you walk the plank!
Okay. Looks like he's given it away. Now, what has he told you exactly? Pirate ship stuff again? Oh well, let me get that a bit clearer. And this is the announcement. I'll be spending 7 days on a photography cruise in the Mediterranean in September 2006, and you can come along. This trip will get us to some of the most famous historic places in Europe. Athens in Greece, Ephesus in Turkey, Heraklion in Crete, Corfu in Greece, and Venice in Italy. And with coming along, I mean actually coming on board the ship, you can book a room and take the cruise together with me, your host. I'll be holding a photography workshop. We'll take 2 shore excursions. There will be live assignments, hands-on exercises, image reviews and critique, Q&A and...
And if your images are crap, I'll make you walk the plank.
go away. Anyway, we're in the process of ironing out the details, and I should have more information for you over the next week, so... Stay tuned for more.
This is Tips from the Top Floor. And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, number 76, November 29th, 2005. Yes, it's true, we'll go on a ship's cruise to the finest historic locations in Europe. The whole thing is going to take place in September 2006 and we'll be on a big and beautiful cruise ship. Loads of photography talk and hands-on live assignments, workshops, and definitely quite some fun there. It'll probably be another week until I can give you the full details and give you the link to the travel agency for booking. Just make sure you don't miss any of the next shows. There will be only about 30 slots available for people to come along, and you'll have to be quick to make your reservation once I do the final announcement. Anyway, let's go on to the news. And there's actually not much in terms of news today, just that the number of listeners who signed up on Frapper and put their marker on a big Google map has now crossed the 400 listeners line. That is pretty amazing. Thanks for that. Now let's get into today's topic. I've mentioned this topic a few times. I even had a guest speaker on one of the earlier shows talking about it, but I find it's such a basic thing that it cannot be stated too often. So here's back to the basics number 2, foreground and background. Most of the pictures that you take have a subject in them, and then they have space that surrounds the subject. Let's call that the foreground and the background for now. When I started to get a bit more serious about photography around the age of 16, I usually knew if I liked one of my pictures when looking at it or if I didn't. But I hardly ever knew why that was the case. I basically did a lot of my composition in an unconscious way. I didn't even call it composition back then. Now, about 20 years later, and having learned a lot more about photography, I make many more conscious decisions when composing an image, and it's even at the point where that decision-making process has already moved back into my subconscious, just with the difference that I can now explain what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And one of the reasons why today more of my compositions work than years ago is that I watch out for the background in a picture and how it relates to the foreground. Do a quick experiment. Hold one of your fingers up in front of your face about 10 inches away Look how you focus your eyes on the finger and you'll notice that you kind of forget about the background. Now, while you keep looking at your finger, close one eye. Did you notice that all of a sudden the background became much more part of the picture than before? The reason for that is that with our two eyes, we have a three-dimensional picture that will make it very easy for us to separate subjects from their surroundings. But with regular photography, we only have one eye, and that's the lens of the camera. And all the three-dimensional things around us will eventually end up on a flat two-dimensional surface, be it a piece of photo paper or a computer screen. This makes it very important for us to incorporate the background into the image composition. And that's even true if you use an SLR with very shallow depth of field and blur out the background. Even then, the least you'll see will be some shapes and colors. Next time you take a picture, watch out for lines in the background, for surfaces, colors, geometric shapes, and then while you compose the image, try to slightly shift your position so it supports the subject. Or even make the subject interact with the background. And then, if I really want to emphasize on an image's subject, I also try to make sure that the background doesn't have too many distracting elements in it. A very busy background can be quite distracting and pull all the attention away from the subject. On the other hand, lines in the background that guide the eye towards the subject might be a wonderful idea. In the beginning, you'll have to make that a conscious effort, and it'll probably slow you down a bit when composing an image, but it's the same as with riding a bicycle. You'll have it automated very quickly, and it'll become second nature to you. And in the end, watching both foreground and background will drastically improve the quality of your compositions. And that was it for today's tips from the top floor. Let's have a look at the most recent statistics on the show and the website. The show's feed currently has up to 6,000 regular subscribers, and there are about the same amount of listeners who download the shows directly from the website. So each show is being downloaded about 12,000 times now. The website has about 300,000 page views a month, and the Tips from the Top Floor forum is nearing 18,000 posts. Whew, let me catch my breath here. Well, and that's not enough. Here's the 20,000 listeners campaign. If you want to help increase the Tips from the Top Floor listener numbers, here's a few ways you can contribute. If you run your own website, why not place a Tips from the Top Floor banner or a button on it, or even just link to Tips from the Top Floor? If you write for a newspaper or magazine, or even if you just write your own blog, why not write an article about Tips from the Top Floor? And last but not least, tell your friends, your family, and your local photography club. And if you want to support the show as a sponsor, here's an interesting number for you. 12,000 downloads per show, 12 shows per month, and 3 possible advertising slots on each show. That's over 450,000 audio advertising impressions that you could have for your business. Why not drop me a note? You can reach me at info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. The website is at tipsfromthetopfloor.com. The voicemail line for your greetings, feedback, and questions is at 206-202-3757. That's 206-202-DSLR. And I love to get your feedback, so call, write, or visit the forum at tipsfromthetopfloor.com, where you'll find the nicest crowd ever. Actually, let me read something to you that listener James Culp from New York City, who's also a professional photographer, yesterday posted on the forum, and that I think hits the nail on the head. He writes, "I have had the opportunity to be on many forums over the last few years, and without a doubt, you guys and girls are the greatest. The depth and breadth of knowledge here is only surpassed by the generosity of spirit in which all of you openly share your talent and ideas. And for this, I thank each of you." And I completely and totally second that. Thank you. Unfortunately, I'll have to drop the Friday show again, so I'll be back on Monday. Use the time to take pictures and participate in the ongoing Good Morning assignment. Anyway, let's get this show wrapped up for today. My name's Chris Marquardt. You've been listening to episode number 76 of Tips from the Top Floor. Bye for now. Talk to you again on Monday. Stay subscribed and happy shooting.
Hello, this is Brian O'Neill, I'm from County Clare, Ireland. I was just lately preparing an article about leprechaun photography. Do you know these little green people? Leprechaun photography is a very tricky situation. After all, these little buggers, they don't really like to be photographed. I mean, it's quite dangerous after all. But don't ask me why, it's just hard to find them in the first place. So, do whatever you do, but don't point at them. So much for point and shoot cameras anyway. Like, you know, I mean, remember I'd be talking about how to find them, but that shouldn't be too difficult at all, because first of all, you look for a rainbow. If you found a rainbow, try to find the end. It doesn't matter which end, just any end is fine. Ignore the crock of gold lying at the end of it, and just look for this little person with the funny hats and green clothes. And as I said, whatever you do, don't point, just shoot. Aim well, but don't point. Just like the snipers do. You know, breathe out halfway.